Last week, one of my guests was Laura Haddock DiCarlo. Now, she's the founder and CEO of the sexual wellness company, Laura DiCarlo. She shared her story and all the hot details of her pleasure products, masturbation, sex, and really great orgasms. What really stood out to me about Laura is that she's on a mission to create a sexually equitable world by actually engineering products that empower sexual exploration and pleasures as part of a healthy everyday life. I am so down for that. And that's why I wanted to introduce you to Osei 2, the newest version of the award-winning massager designed for blended orgasms. It's available now at lauradicarlo.com. That's LORADICARLO.com. You're going to want to check it out. This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and can get rather intimate. So grab a cocktail, find a safe place to listen, and make sure your kids aren't around. Hey, it's Garcelle Beauvais, and this is Going to Bed with Garcelle. Every episode, me and my rotating mix of girlfriends, some celebrities, some not, will be heating things up with provocative girl talk. Get ready. No topic is too taboo, and everything is grown and sexy. Tonight, I'm going to bed with Basketball Wives star, author, the gorgeous Evelyn Lozado. Hey, girl.
Hey.
And the other person I'm going to bed with, you know her from Survivor's Remorse, actress, comedian, Erica Ash. Hey, girl.
Hi.
Hi, ladies. What is your drink of choice?
Well, my drink of choice, because I'm sometimes alcoholic and sometimes not, I decided to make my non-alcoholic beverage fun. So it's like a mango kombucha with a cherry, because at some point I'm going to be talking about mine.
Why, thank you. Evelyn, what are you having?
I'm a little more simple. I'm just having a little Pinot Grigio.
Because it's so hot, I feel a little tropical, so I'm having vodka with pineapple juice.
Oh.
All right, we're going to jump right into it.
Okay.
What constitutes bad sex?
Selfish ass people. Sorry.
Thank you.
I've been thinking
about
that.
That's what I was going to say. Selfishness. If he only cares about him, gets off, rolls over, goes to sleep. Or if I'm not aroused, if he's not doing anything. Yeah. I had a guy who was rubbing my chest like I put Vicks on my kids when they're sick.
Yeah. Or when they suck on your nipple too hard and you're like, what the hell are you trying to do? Like, you got to be a little gentle with these things,
yeah,
you know?
Bottle.
I had one. I had to tell him to slow down. I was so mad at it.
I think the reason why it's such a big deal for me mm-hmm. is because I'm very clear. Like, I know my body very well. I can mm-hmm. come clitorally, vaginally, and anally.
Oh, really? Wait a minute. Did you say anally?
I did. I do anal.
And do you like that?
Sometimes.
You are so bad, and I love it.
Sometimes I do. And the deal is, you need to be willing to pump to get me off vaginally. You need to be willing to spend 10 minutes with a full tongue situation to get me off clitorally. And 5. For the anus. The problem with the anus is that I don't want it all the time. It's like sort of like a once in a while, like eclipse treat.
Right. Every 4 years.
It's easier for you to climax through the anus?
No, it's not. Oh. The easiest is actually my clitoris and then followed by my vagina. But the problem is that the guys don't last long enough to like be able to get me to mine. They'll be like, yeah, girl.
Wow.
I'm like,
oh, you must have you been with
you
the
must
wrong
have that good,
men?
Good.
I got
right?
a clamper. I do have a clamper.
You got a clamper?
I have a clamper.
Yeah. The anal thing is like, I say 5 minutes, not because like it's easier, but like, I can't take it for that long. Like, I'm not just one of those like loose booty Judies. But if you're in there and it's that time that I'm feeling anal, then, like, I'm already aroused
You're
myself
already
back there. So just get in there, get it done, and then get out.
Yeah.
You're the first woman I've heard that actually enjoys anal.
I'll admit it. I think this. I'm the first one who will admit it.
There's that. Yeah, all right. So selfishness, what about you? What's bad sex for you, Evelyn?
Well, aside from trying to rip my nipple off, I just think someone that is not that big, you know, I've had mm-hmm. that. You meet this guy and he's like 6'7" and you're like, oh, this is, you know, his body is like boom, pam, pam, pam. Okay. And then when he takes his pants off, it's like,
wait a minute. Hello? I need that sound. I need that sound one more time. What's the sound?
So, you know, I've had that happen before. And I'm like, okay, let me not judge the package. But, you know, at that point, I was already checked out, you know. So, mm-hmm. yeah, that it was a bad situation, a bad episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a dating site that's called The Dinky One. For guys who are really, really small. I'm talking about like 2 inches erect. Oh, what do you do with that? When do you know it's in? But if the guy is really hot and he pulls down his pants and you see the meh.
Yeah, like that.
Do you then try to find other ways? Is it his finger? Is it a toe? What do you do?
No, I mean, at this point, I was already all in, you know, so you're like, okay, let me see.
You're committing to it.
I was committed to it and I never committed again.
Got it.
But you know what? That's kind of smart that, what is it called? Dinky one.
Dinky one?
Yeah, I think that's pretty genius.
Go ahead and like lead with that so nobody's disappointed. But here's one positive thing about that.
What?
I think that if you go on a site and you find someone on Dinky One, you said?
Mm-hmm.
You are
giving them a lot of buzz.
Certified. Like there will definitely be an orgasm. Because they just have to. They have to do right. other things. Like,
well, they have to overcompensate. Yeah,
they have to overcompensate.
Absolutely.
Because you know your dick game is boo-boo. So like you better
you
be good
bring it
with
up.
The tongue. You better be a pearl right. tongue. You better be coming with the fingers. You better have all this, like everything.
Your tongue better be on and popping.
I'm okay with just the tongue and nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. And eight out of 10 people, that's the thing. If they have a profile, they should have like one picture of their tongue all the way out so we see the length, we see the breadth right. of the tongue, just like.
Now, have you guys ever held out, like if you're mad at your man, you know, if he's, you know, doing something that you don't like, would you ever hold the sex from him?
Yeah.
Erica. Yeah.
Yeah. Every
really?
Time.
Like, tell me why.
If he talks to me crazy, if I don't like your tone, if you haven't done a nice thing for me, because I'm a very mm-hmm. generous person in a relationship, or you know, just generous in general, and mm-hmm. I feel like if I'm like overextending myself to make sure that you're happy, you have the things that you like you know, yeah. and you don't do anything for me, no, you ain't getting this poontang. This is not going to happen. Sorry, sir.
Yeah, I've never held out. If I'm mad at you, it's yeah. really, really difficult for me to just even want to go there. You know, I'm like, there's none in between. If I'm upset, right. I don't want anything to do with you. I'm not thinking about sex. I just shut down. So
right.
that would be a no for me for sure.
Would you rather have an ugly guy who's smart as hell or a good-looking guy that's dumb as a rock?
Ugly smart.
I'd say ugly smart, too.
Again,
Evelyn's like
overcompensation.
It.
They have to overcompensate always.
Yeah.
Like he's going to make yeah. sure I'm happy. As a matter of fact, the ugly smart guy that I dated was the first mm-hmm. one to ever get me as close to a vaginal orgasm as I've ever gotten.
Really?
He literally jumped on my back. I was laying on the bed face down and he literally like straddled my back. And this wasn't anal. And he was just going, and I was like, oh, what? Oh,
what?
I'm not.
How many times did you come? I mean, I think I prefer ugly and smart because you want somebody you can talk to. I mean, after the sex, after the whole thing, you want to be able to have a conversation, right?
And you want him to have a job. You know, if he's smart, that means he has a job.
Thank you. You know, that's job really is very important. Yeah. A job is a credit score important?
Very.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, absolutely.
Because what you're not going to be doing is asking me to co-sign for you on anything.
If your credit score is under 6, 15, 630.
I love that you know exactly the number.
I had to process that because I'm like,
you were
okay,
almost going to say 7.
Yeah, I was like, that's hard. For some people, that's hard because, you know, I'm in the 800s and I'm like,
yeah.
You know, I've worked over the years to get that. And now I'm like a fanatic with this thing. Like, yeah, I'm looking all the time. If there's an inquiry, I'm trying to like dispute shit.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So, but yeah, I will say it 700, it should be 700 and better.
Yeah, I think so too. I think the fact that because we're independent women, because we're career women, we've made it on our own, that why bring somebody in who can't match what you have?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
I agree.
Evelyn, I heard you say that you are no longer doing premarital sex.
No, I haven't. So when, listen, I'm not even going to lie, girls. I was
freaking
out.
When you buy a car, aren't you testing that car? Aren't you going for a test drive, given your, you know?
I am not. So I got baptized, not to, you know, make it. I got baptized at the top of the year. And it's not my first time getting baptized. My sister's like, girl, you get baptized every 3 years. I'm like, I don't care. I feel like I need to get baptized. Yeah. So I got baptized. And I said to myself, you know what? My decision for all of this was because I started feeling when I did have sex with, you know, whatever guy I was talking to, I started feeling dirty. And I was like, why am I feeling like this? Mm-hmm. And then I started thinking about my previous relationships and how they've all ended up the same. Mm. And I said to myself, I want to do things differently this time. So I haven't had sex in a long time.
Okay.
But I'm okay not testing the car out because whenever I've tested the car out, yeah, the car is great, but where has that gotten me? At some point, the ship breaks down and we're stuck in the middle of the road, but we started out in a Ferrari or a Bugatti. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm a little older and I want different results. And and not saying that this is, you know, this is the perfect thing, but...
But you probably have a better chance at it. I think you can connect with someone better if the sex is not involved. I know Megan Good and Devon Franklin did it. I mean, other people have done it where they had...
Sierra and her husband.
Russell. I feel like it's a great metaphor. It's great if you can do it. Yeah. But what if the sex is bad on, like, your honeymoon?
I was just having this conversation literally yesterday with my dad. And
Your father?
Oh, no. I tell my dad everything.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's why I'm so gangster about this stuff, because he lazy.
Is your dad young? Is he a young dad?
No, he's 67.
Okay. Well, that's young nowadays.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. He's
super. So tell me about this conversation with your dad.
We talk about everything. So, like, he knows, like, all my sexual part. Like, he's just really cool. And we were talking about this because I had another, you know, I had a dud. And it was just kind of like... He's like, well, you know, guys they're just weird. They like to know that they are getting something even if you're not a virgin, but something that, you know, other people can't touch and you're like staying away. And I'm like, but they run up in whatever's open. And I just for me, I think it's a more rebellious thing. Yeah. I just feel like, how dare you tell me that I can't test the waters and feel that way. And I so respect what you're doing. This is not to like poo-poo that at all.
No, of course
I just
not.
Feel like it's just like...
Listen, I feel like every time you sleep with someone, you're giving them a little piece of you. You're giving them a little piece of your soul, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like if you do it a lot with every single person, then what do you have left? So maybe this is the right way. Maybe I should try not having sex.
I think about those things too. I'm like, you know, I believe in soul ties and, you know, everyone who he slept with now, you know, their juju's on me, you know, I think all types of stuff. So, you know, look, I would love to, you know, find whoever God has for me or him find me and we wait until we get married. I would love to do that. You know, I had a baby young, you know, I lost my virginity young. I was a teenage mom. So, you know, I think that emotionally, I just want something else. And that's what I desire.
Beautiful.
And I know what I bring to the table as a woman and a mom. And, you know, all those, there's like a perception of me because of a show, but My real life, you know, I'm so family oriented. I'm about my kids and you know, my family. And that's what's so important to me. So I want to be able to find somebody that fits that mold, you know?
Girl, when you find him, clone him two more times.
Because I need one, girl.
So we can have a piece of him. But also, like, as a single mom, you don't want to bring a bunch of people around, you know? Like, the other day I was saying to my boys, and I was like, you know, sometimes it gets really lonely and, you know, quarantine and everything. And my son Jax goes, get a boyfriend, Mom. Aww. And I go, oh, well, Jax, it's not that easy. He goes, you're a supermodel. First of all, I was shocked that he gave me a compliment. He's 12.
So cute. But it's true. Like, you're beautiful.
So I get it.
Yeah.
You know, thank you. Thank you. But I think for us, there's another aspect of, like, you don't want to bring too many guys around. Right. You don't want to seem like a hoe.
Yeah.
Right?
No, my daughter grew up with me. So she's seen all the crazy of Evelyn. But my son, he, you know, the other day, literally 2 days ago, I was talking about dating. He goes, no, because you're married to my dad. And I'm like, where? Dude, I am not married to your dad. And I said, I am. So I had to explain it to him.
Sure.
And then now that he's a little older, he's asking questions. Well, why did you and my dad break up? And I'm like, well, you know, I gave him the nice version. I'm like, well,
right,
you
course.
Know, people grow apart. I'm saying to myself, when you get 18, I'm going to tell you the real deal.
I'm going to write you a book just for you.
Yeah. Right just now, I'm going to just give it to you like this. You know, we grew apart and, you know, we have a great relationship, which we do.
Good.
But it's so interesting, especially with the boy. I'm like, you know, he's like, you're not dating anybody. You're mine.
Is
I'm like,
protective? Oh,
yeah,
that's really, really sweet. That's really, really sweet. Erica, I have to ask you something. I was on your Instagram. There's a word that you have grown to be very fond of, and so has the world. Entanglement. What does that mean to you?
Oh, yes.
I was dying as I was on your Instagram.
Thank you. Honestly, when I use that, like, entanglement to me means you're not being real. That's what entanglement means to me.
I saw a meme that said, I have been all these people in this entanglement. So it was August, Jada, Will, and, you know, somebody was basically saying, I've been all these people before, so don't judge what they got going on. So
when they first started talking to him, Will was the first one to be like, well, you know, Aug. And I'm like, what? Wait a minute. What? When y'all get, you giving nicknames, Will? That's how you feel? Okay.
I felt so bad for him in this whole thing.
Because they put him on blast.
They really did.
Subtle,
I felt like he was punked, actually. I felt like he was
so
punked.
So we were helping him with his health issues. Did he give you permission to talk about his health issues publicly?
Yeah.
I don't know. And
what I thought was interesting is that so many times we see men, politicians, whatever, movie stars, up on stage apologizing. And it's usually the woman that's on the sidelines listening to it. And for the first time, the tables were flipped. And Jada was laying it out and Will was listening. So I thought to me that was really like 2020.
I thought to me that was really, that was the entanglement. Remember my definition, you ain't ready to be real.
But that little August, you know, I see
he
why
was
Jada
busy.
Smashed.
Yes, cute.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
I wouldn't go that young, but I thought he was very cute. Do you have an age limit in terms of like how young and how old? I won't go past 30. My older son will be 30 next year. So I can't do that. Just psychologically, I can't be with somebody younger than that.
I was literally going to ask you if you would ever, like, if one of your son's friends was just like, oh my God, I've had such a crush on you since like birth. And I just one night, I will make it worth your while. I will do all the things. You tell me how many minutes, which hole, and how, and I will do it for
you.
Not
which hole.
Would you?
My older son, when he had friends, when he was a teenager and he would have friends, they would come, you know, can I get a hug? I'd like, you know, they'd walk in the house and they'd want to hug me. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know.
Lingering. It's a little lingering.
Lingering hugs. Right. Erica, do you have an age?
Oh, I do actually. My lower limit is like 30.
Okay.
Because I want them to, like, I need all that 20s out your system. I just need all that stuff gone.
Right. That's when they fuck like a rabbit, too, when they're in their 20s.
And it's like, what are you doing? Get off of me.
Snap out of it.
Sir.
Snap out of it.
And then I probably won't go older than like 42.
I thought you were going to say 60, but then your father's 60. Let's not go there.
It's weird. It's just weird. Yeah.
All right, don't judge me, guys. Please.
Yes, we might.
But, you know, I keep it all the way 100. So good. Judge your mammy's world if you want to. Okay. So the youngest I've gone is about 23.
I'm not mad at that.
You know what? He kept coming over here. He kept circling the block.
He was circling?
He kept circling the block.
Like
and
a
I'm
buzzer.
Like, on Instagram, and I remember telling him, like, my daughter is older than you, you know? But then he just kept getting fine with time, and then he happened to be in town, and then I'm like, all right, yeah, we could go to eat. Why not? Not a big deal.
Right.
One thing led to the other, and we're still friends. This was actually a couple of years ago, so he's probably, like, 26 now?
No, I'm judging.
The oldest I'll go is maybe... you know what? I tried 50 and I think that's too old for me.
Really?
Yes. I'm like a young soul. I'm a young soul. So
exactly.
I'm a young soul too. And that's what I want. Yeah.
So I think I need to be 45-ish. Mm-hmm. 45 or younger.
45's not bad.
I like that too, you know, because like in my head, I'm always thinking who's going to have to wipe whose ass first.
That's
right. I'm not interested.
That's something you should have. Yep, absolutely.
And we need to address the pink. Listen, as fine as we are, dudes are on the downturn starting at 35. So they're around peacocking and stuff with daddy bodies starting from 35. You not better 35. Hammer up while you still have it. Because I think they're forever young. Mm-hmm. We're forever young. Ladies are forever young. It does not work the same way as men. Now, you know, exceptions to the rule, of course. Right. But generally, you're seeing guts and titties on men.
It's very true. I feel like we are definitely holding it together. But the guys,
really are.
But I feel like there's a different level. There's so much pressure for us to, like, you know, be in shape, have the kids, look good. You know, like guys can kind of get away with a little, you know, dad body.
Or sometimes a lot, Evelyn. They be over here looking like Biggie Smalls wants you to look like a new waif model. And it's like, wait a minute, sir.
No, double standards.
I like equally yoked across the board. Unless you have more than me.
Unless you have more, then you're good. Then you're good.
Okay.
So, you know, I mentioned Osei 2 and Laura DiCarlo. Now I can invite you to get in on the action. And when I say action, I mean action. Laura DiCarlo has set up a giveaway of their award-winning product just for my listeners. Osei 2 has an even more intuitive fit and additional angles to adjust to different bodies. It also has a wider range of power on the clitoral stimulator and a softer, smaller G-spot massager. We all want that, don't we? U.S. and Canadian residents can now enter the giveaway at lauradicarlo.com/bed. That's lauradicarlo.com/bed. Hurry up and enter because the deadline is September 30th and you don't want to miss out on this one. All right, we're going to go to our pillow talk. Evelyn, have you seen the WAP video?
I have seen the WAP video.
People are saying you should have been in it with your sexy ass.
Well, you know that stems from Cardi slapping her. And then last season, I got into like, you know, a little argument. And I don't know what made me do that. So, yeah. And let me tell you, if Cardi or Megan would have called me, I would have did it.
Would you?
I would have.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah, why not?
Girl, you fine.
Why Thank not? You. Why not? Yes.
People are like, oh, my God, the lyrics. I'm like, oh, my God. Let these ladies entertain. And
not only that, let us own our sexuality. Why can't we own our sexuality like men do?
It's another double standard, y'all. And that's the thing that drives me crazy.
Exactly.
But I think a lot of the judgment is coming from people that have kids and expect for these celebrities to be this perfect role model, right? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, they're just being themselves. They're artists. Cardi has been like this from day one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you raise your kids.
That's exactly the point. That's what I was going to say. It's not our job to raise your children. And if you fail,
that's exactly
you know, that's your problem.
Are you guys using dating apps?
I've never used a dating app.
You've never used a dating app.
I'm scared somebody's going to put me on blast.
Or catfish you.
I've been catfished.
You've been catfished?
Yes.
Me too.
I have been catfished. This guy was acting like he was a football player.
Mine was acting like he was a basketball player.
Wait a minute. How did you find out?
Listen, I come back from, I think I was in Bali, and then I had like the fever or whatever. So I was like laid up in bed, and I was in my apartment in New York, and I was just like, I'm so bored. So I was like, I need somebody to talk to. So I started, you know, checking my Messenger, which I never do. And this guy had reached out to me on Messenger, and he was like, I just have to say, you know, you're beautiful and get. And he just kind of caught my attention. I was like, oh, thank you. And we talked for like a month, and it was cool. It's like we were having like a little mini relationship online. And I was like, you know, let's visit each other. And he's like, I'll fly out. And in the midst of the conversation that we had, he told me about his basketball playing. And I think he said he was 6'2" or something like that. And then I was like, okay, well, I'll pick you up. And
you can dribble me, baby.
Showed up at the airport. And when I drove up, I was like, who is this sickly bastard? He was pale and was standing like Mr. Burns. He was 5'8" if he was a day.
No. So you met up with the catfish?
That's crazy.
Because we had never done
What did you say? Did you take him in the car? Did you make an excuse? What did you do?
No. So I was going to drive past, but he literally made eye contact with me. And I was like, fuck! Because he picked up his bag as soon as he saw me. And I was like, shit. So he gets in. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're so tiny.
No, you didn't.
I'm a vomit mouth. Okay. So then he's like, I'm not tiny. I was like, you said you were 6'2". He said, I am 6'2". I was like, you're not 6'2". I'm 5'9". You're not 6'2". He's like, that's what it says on my driver's license. I said, your driver's license says whatever you tell the unaffected bitch behind the counter that you wanted to say. That's what happens there. So don't give me that.
The unaffected bitch.
Oh, my gosh. It was way too many things. I ended up just dropping him off and telling him he was toxic and just,
Oh, wow.
That's so crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yours went far. Mine didn't go that far.
What happened with you?
Tell me.
So, girl, we're in Disneyland, right? I'm in Disneyland, so I decided to take my son, and we were going to stay overnight at the Disney Hotel. Mm-hmm. So my sister was like, oh, my God, some guy keeps contacting the business page. He's this football player. He played for some team. He's coming in town. He's like wants to take you to dinner. I said, why is he contacting the business page? Any guy that wants to contact me, especially somebody that plays football, just if you have a verified page, they'll DM me.
Exactly.
So I go and I DM the real guy. And I said, hey, some guy I think is impersonating you. Mm-hmm. So then he responds. He goes, oh, my God, that's not me. And I figured it wasn't. So then I basically told my sister to tell him to F off that we spoke to the real person. But he did that for a couple of hours. I want to take her to dinner. I'm coming in town with the team. You know, I'll have my assistant. Like, he was doing
all this extra fluff.
And I'm like, this doesn't feel right to me. Yeah, so it wasn't the guy. But that's so crazy. Thank God nothing happened with that crazy.
Evelyn, you wrote a book called The Perfect Date.
Yes. I wanted to feel like you're reading about my life. So, for example, the character in the book, she's Puerto Rican and she's in the Bronx and she's a single mom and she meets this, you know, basketball player. So everything sounds like real.
That's actually smart.
Life stories that go on like so you know, with my first book, I put a story in there about a basketball player that slept with his chef and his masseuse. So this is a real thing that happened. Like, this was a friend of mine. Her husband was sleeping around with everybody. So I put it in, you know, my book. So there's a lot of real stories that I put in there. I just don't, you know, say who it is. Because, you know, being in this circle and in this world of just sports, it's like the things that go on, you're like, this can't be real. Like, this is this is not real life. But, you know, it happens, you know. So I channel a lot of those stories and I put them in there.
I love that. So, okay, so you're not going to have premarital sex. So you're going to switch it up. Are you going to switch it up and not go for a baller? Are you going to switch it up and go maybe for a Kardashian?
Listen, I'm open to something else other than actual baller, because that clearly is not, that didn't work for me. I have no regrets though. Like, you know, there was certain things of those relationships that I either learned a lesson from or I have great memories about. Mm-hmm. So I'm never bitter and salty, you know?
No, it's your journey.
It is my journey. And it's what's happened in my life. You know, you think, even when I started dating Carl, for example, my son's father, I remember thinking, I'm not going to date a baseball player. Like, this is crazy. But I'm so glad that I didn't care what anyone said, because I had my son and we have a great relationship, you know, and I feel like my son was meant to be here, you know? So
absolutely.
A Kardashian, you never know. I think, listen, I don't care. I talked about this. I think Rob is cute.
He is cute.
I think Rob, and not only that, we've known each other for a long time. This is what people don't know. We've known each other for at least almost 8 years now, and he's such a good person. You know, like really a great dad, a good person. You see, he kind of stays to himself. So I really, to me, what is attractive to me is what great of a father he is and just like a great person that he is. And I've gotten to know him throughout the year. So I know Rob, you know. It's
so
like,
you're open.
I am open.
Did you hear that,
Rob? Did you hear
Rob?
Oh my God. I know they're probably going to be like, she's so thirsty, but I mean, I don't care. It's the truth. You know,
who cares?
Yeah.
You're flirting. It's all good. Erica, you love love scenes.
I do.
Right? You think, is love scenes a pass? I feel like love scenes are pass. Like, if you're in a relationship and as an actor, you get a love scene and it's for the job. Why not go for it?
Now, this is me talking in the state that I am now, which is single and, you know, and mostly celibate, not by choice, just because it's like it takes so much for me to get there with a guy.
I'm with you.
So like, yeah, I love love scenes. Love them. And sometimes I will fuck them up just so we can start from them. I'm just serious.
Take 32. Yeah.
Take 32. Yeah,
I didn't feel good about that. Can we do it again?
Right, exactly. Listen, I had a love scene with Amari Hardwick in Power. I would have paid
you?
For that.
I remember that.
That was all kinds of fun.
Did you have to? Did you have to keep redoing it?
Yes.
I'm not an actress.
Yes.
I want to know these things.
Yes, we had to keep doing it. He had to go down on me, then he had to pick me up and take me to the table. I mean, it was all kinds of stuff.
Was his?
Yes.
Of course it was. Oh. Look at you.
He showed up, honey.
I will say this: if they ever put me in a movie with Idris, and I know that that's cliche. I know that every woman wants him, and I respect the fact that he's married, which is why I'm only going to do it on screen. That's going to be the day. It's going to be a whole day. I'm going to fuck that up so much.
He is fine. He is so manly.
That's the thing. That swag. Yeah.
I would catch COVID for him.
COVID.
All right, ladies, we're going to get into a little bit of a nightcap. I'm asking you questions. It's yay or nay. Women making the first move.
Yay.
Easy. Sliding in a guy's DM.
Yay.
I don't know. Yay. I'm a delayed yay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Posting a thirst trap. Come on. Yay. Going Dutch on the first date.
Nay.
Wait, what's Dutch?
Like he pays for his, you pay for yours.
Oh, no, nay.
Nay.
I'm like, wait, what's Dutch?
The fact that she didn't even know what it is, you know she's never done it.
I don't mind at some point, but the first date, I feel like.
No, not the first date. No. Yeah. And you teach people how to treat you, right?
Exactly.
Checking your partner's social media accounts.
Nay.
Knowing your partner's passcodes.
Yay. I'm open to that. You want my passcodes? We have each other's passcodes. I don't mind that.
Okay.
But it has to be a two-way street. Like, you can't have mine and me not have yours.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely, had I had my ex's passcode.
me too.
My marriage wouldn't have lasted as long as it did.
That would have ended a long time before that.
This is my favorite part of the show. Who do you want to go to bed with? Who's made you laugh this week? Who's inspired you? It could be anyone you want. Erica.
Well, the person I would like to go to bed with has neither inspired me nor made me laugh. I would like to go to bed with Donald Trump's head of security.
Okay. Evelyn, who would you like to go to bed with?
I would love my daughter and my son.
Okay.
Yeah. My daughter and my son, we're together, especially during this time. We're together all day, every day. And I mean, just being able to just watch movies with them. They're the ones that keep me laughing and just, listen, I always say if it wasn't for them too, I would probably be in jail.
Wow. Okay. Thank God for them. Thank God for them.
Seriously. So I love them so much. I'm like, you guys don't even understand how you keep me just so grounded and going. So I would say my babies. You know, they're 21 years apart. So it's like I get two totally different things.
I have the same thing as well. I have my 12-year-old and then I have my almost 29-year-old.
Wow, right? People were like, what are you thinking?
I know, it's crazy. For me, I'm going to be a hoe. Oh. I'm going to sleep with a bunch of my girlfriends who hold me up, who support me. I can call anytime and say, what do I do about this? What do I do about that? How do I handle this? And they have my back. And to me, that is everything. So I'm going to bed with all my girlfriends. Where do you want people to find you, Evelyn? Where can they find you? Where can they follow you?
Well, my Instagram is Evelyn Lozada. Don't try to catfish me. my Twitter is the same. Everything is at Evelyn Lozada, L-O-Z-A-D-A.
Nice. Erica?
And mine is at the Erica Ash, T-H-E-E-R-I-C-A-A-S-H.
I'm about to follow you, girl.
I'm gonna follow you too.
This is such a love fest when we're out of quarantine. When we're kind of back to normal, let's get together.
I would love that.
Let's do it.
I would love that in person and do it. I would love it. This was like heaven to me.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank
I'm
you
glad.
For having us.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss this grown and sexy conversation. The after party continues on my Instagram at Garcelle or on Twitter at Garcelle B. So make sure to follow me. Going to Bed with Garcelle is an Orion podcast produced by Orion Television, Radio Point, and Beauvais Wilson Productions. Distributed by Podcast Nation. Concept by Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa L. Wilson. Hosted by Garcelle Beauvais, executive producers Barry Posnick, Garcelle Beauvais, Lisa L. Wilson, Alex Bach, Richard Corson, and Daniel Powell. Co-executive producers, Janae Copeland and Cindy Levinson. Associate producer, Lene Sanders. Music is from Extreme Music. This show was edited and mixed by Radio Point.